and it's my very great pleasure to introduce and welcome our guest for this evening. That's Reg Stickings, who's come up all the way from Hemel Hempstead, I believe, Reg.
Yeah, that's right. Long old drive, but pleasure to be here.
I'm delighted to have you here. And, of course, what we've got you here to talk about, Reg, in particular, is the book that you wrote, Searching for Soul, which my wife bought me for Christmas.
Oh, well done.
And I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
But why don't you tell the listeners what about the book?
Well, it started off by... We come back into the music about 10 years ago via a scooter club I joined, and some of my friends knew I had a lovely collection of records and asked if I'd tape them.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, what I'll do is I'll tape them and I'll see if I can get someone to write a little bit about where I bought them, because I'm not very good at reading and writing, really. Anyway, I done a couple of these recordings, and then people said, oh, you've got to write the book, Reg. I said, you're having a laugh. I can't spell my middle name. They said, oh, no, we want to hear a bit more. Anyway, I spoke to one of my friends in Hemel, and she said, well, I'll put it on a computer for you. It lasted about 5 minutes. Phoned her up. I said, either I'm rubbish or this computer's having a laugh. She said, you're not rubbish, I'll be down. And she came down and she looked at it, twiddled with the mouse, and she said, I'm afraid you've got to write the entire book by hand.
Oh, boy.
And then as soon as you've wrote a chapter, you fetch it to me or your sister and you read it to us. Because we can't make head and tail of your writing.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I've done, and it took me 7 years to do
seven
it.
Years.
But a lot of dyslexic kids and that are reading it.
That's
so
great,
it's, I don't know if it's the way we write words down, people who struggle with reading and writing, but they're saying that it's an easy read.
Really? That's pretty inspiring, isn't it, for those kids? That's great.
It's been an amazing year. Writing books doesn't change your life financially. In fact, it costs you money.
You're too busy travelling. It's all a labour of love, isn't it, really, the
Northern
Sea?
That's right, but what a year it's been.
That's brilliant. Cause I mean, a lot of people have thought about writing books, haven't they? You know, they've great stories to tell, and often say, I should write a book. But they don't do it, but you have.
Yeah, it's just been a mind-blowing, really. I've been in various... I've been on telly. They've made a documentary about me. I've been in numerous radio studios. I'm here today. I've stayed with people I never knew.
Uh-huh.
All over the country. Wow, what a year.
That's fantastic,
it's had its ups
it?
And downs. I've done a little bit of booing now and then. It's dead weird. 1 minute you're in a studio I was in with Vanessa Feltz, Robbie Elms,
really?
Sade, people like this. And the next minute you're all on your own in your workshop thinking, what's happening? And your emotions are ripped from it, a Newgate's knocker, but at the time, it's been unbelievable, and it's still going on. I've sold over 3,000 copies
now, and
they're just about to make it smaller for the airports.
Oh, yeah. So you'll be able to get it when you're off on holiday. That's
the beach book, not as good a quality as what we've had recently, with the first one was the hardback. And then we had the nice quality softback, and now they're making apparently, if I write another record list, it gets relaunched in the Museum of Books again.
Really?
And it gets a new IBS number, and this is how it works. I mean, I'm only a carpenter, but apparently this is how it works.
So it's like a second pressing of the book. Eh?
Yeah, but it's. I say it isn't a money making scheme. What I got out of it is people phoning you up and emailing you. I have emails from all over the world.
Uh-huh.
Read your book. One guy, he says, hello, Reg. He said, I'm Herman, the German.
He says, I think I know him.
He says, you don't know me, but I certainly know a bit about you. He says, I don't speak much English, but I've read your book.
Wow.
And if you're ever thinking of DJing in Hamburg, give us a shout.
Oh, really?
I'm thinking, wow, this don't happen to ordinary people. And it has been topsy-turvy, but what a year.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Let's break and have a little bit of music, Reg. And you brought three tracks in for us to listen to.
I think my first idea of a Northern Soul record was... it was down at a little place called the Bally Eye, down in Margate. a little surf type bar, and I was very young then.
How long ago was this then?
Oh, dearie me, I'm 55 now. I must have been about 10 or 12. And the record is by Tyrone Davis. It's got a slow start, but it goes into the northern type of beat. It's I Had It All the Time, Tyrone Davis.
Wonderful. Let's hear it.
Please fasten your seatbelts and observe the no smoking signal until you're well inside the terminal. Thank you.
Hello, huh? Yes, this is Tyrone. Now please, don't hang up the phone. You see, I came all the way back here just to say to you, baby, I'm so sorry. And if my loving mean anything at all to you, I just want to tell you I've changed. I mean, I'm a brand new me. Oh, baby, yeah. I'm ready to crawl. You see, I don't know what it is you got, but whatever it is, without it, I'm a lonely man. You see, baby, ever since I've been away, I had a lot of time to thank you. A lot of time to reminisce about all the good things about you. Oh yeah, I had a date or two, but what do that mean? You know, they could never take the place of you. And you see, baby, what I was trying to find, I had it in you all the time. Well, baby, listen, I'm gonna say goodbye, but not for long. Just for the time it'll take a cab to get me home.
Reminiscing, and that let me know what I was trying to find.
Tyrone Davis, and I Had It All The Time. That's the first choice of our guest in the studio, Reg Stickings. That's a great sound, Reg. I really like that.
It was back in the day. I'd say I first heard it in the Bally Eye at Margate.
Mm-hmm. I never went there. It sounds like a good venue.
It was a lovely little venue. It was like a little surf-type bar, and it just played incredible music. And I was only a little kid. I used to sit outside on the steps listening to most of the music being played there. While all my brothers were in dreamland.
And is that how you sort of got into the music in the first place? Like Bigger Brothers or...?
Not really. I think as we grow older, when I was about... we just won the World Cup and things were happening. The Beatles were going mad, but it weren't our type of music.
No.
And then goes around the local youth club and the Skinheads had come in. Caribbean soul music with a distinctive beat. And it was the reggae that we liked. It was commercial stuff. It weren't so much of the rarer stuff like playing in London. Pied Piper, anything on Trojan, Bob and Marcia, and, And then, but I remember when I first went up the club, there was a record played, and I really liked it. And we were only little kids, so we didn't know how to defy what was soul music and what wasn't. But it was The Letter by the Box Tops.
Oh, yeah.
That was the tune. Brilliant lyrics. Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Got no time to take a fast train. Brilliant music.
Yeah, I bet she'd send him a text now, wouldn't she, rather than a letter. But
that's right. I did manage to get a copy, and I managed to get it in a little place called Contempo in Amway Street.
Oh, Contempo.
Yeah, in London. And I was the only white guy in there when I went to get it. And I wrote a little bit about it in the book. And then I started venturing down towards Soho, where we found some brilliant vinyl. You had to check. They were a bit cheaper than Contempo, but you had to check them for warping or scratching. They were on a market stall. But there were some brilliant sounds around then. It might have been from the days when we had the American air bases. It might have been that kind of music.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Motown hit the scene. A different Motown tune every week. You had to buy it.
Of course, yeah.
Whatever it was.
It was all good, wasn't it?
Smokey Robinson's Tears of a Clown, Tracks of My Tears, and then the Supremes, and you just got a different Motown record every week. It was on the... British label, on the Black English label. And then record shops started getting imports. You know, all these American imports went down the town, bought a Motown label.
Yeah, what are these funny records?
With fantastic colouring on it. And the yellow and brown Tamala.
Oh, they're beautiful, aren't they?
And then... just looking at them was something, but when you heard what they sounded like, they're brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I think that if it's like a football team. If it grabs you, I'm afraid it's for life.
I think it is, mate. I think it is. I can't see any change now, can you?
Yeah, I can't really. But it has been, what a life.
You mentioned some of your favourite venues, and I think you, the Catacombs was a particular favourite of mine. I used to go on a Sunday afternoon.
Really?
I used to love it, because I lived near Wolverhampton then.
I've got to tell you this little story. I'm staying at Kim's, who's with us today, and lives down the road, and then we're going souling tonight afterwards.
You're going to the George?
At the George,
excellent. I'll probably see you there.
Yeah, in the George Hotel. I'm staying in Kim's, and she said, have a look at me cellar. Well, I went down these stairs and I went all cold and I thought, wow, it's just like the catacombs. It had a little arch roof.
Yeah.
And what a venue. And I get really upset in me book when they're closing it.
Yeah.
And my mate, Yog, who's featured quite a lot in the book, he said, instead of getting down, Red, let's celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about last record, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, Water Jackson, you played it earlier.
Yeah.
What? And then he said, some people are getting souvenirs. Well, I wrote in, I know it was only a toilet door, but it was a catacombs toilet
door. It's not just any toilet door, is it?
And that's what we got.
How did you get it home?
Well, what it was, we got bits of it, because once we got it, everyone wanted a bit of it.
Yeah.
And on these two little black bits of ardboard, it was painted black to blend in with the rest of the place, I painted the catacombs logo of the little cave.
Yeah.
Yogi's got his in his house, and it don't matter how many houses we've had or where we've moved to, them two little bits of ardboard have followed us about everywhere, and we still got them.
Well, I think they're gonna follow you to your grave now, aren't they?
Well, it depends how tight this work situation's going, but I don't know if you can put a couple of bits of ardboard on eBay.
I don't know, stranger things have happened, haven't they?
Price of the Wigan cards.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I've got my Catacombs membership and my torch.
Have you?
And, but as I say, I had the membership card, but I never walked through the doors of the torch.
No,
biggest
nor did
regret
I.
in my life.
I'd love to have gone, I never went myself.
But I've just been down and touched the plaque.
Ah, well. Let's have another record, Reg.
Yeah, the next track, it was my birthday, and my mate Yogi said, what do you want for your birthday, mate? I said, a copy of Dina Barnes wouldn't go amiss. He says, it's gold dust. And it was then, back in the day. Anyway, I'm in my birthday party. He said, we've got something for you, Reg. And as I walked on the stage, he said, it is a record. He said, it's a Love Your Baby, Eddie Parker. He said, we couldn't get you Dina Barnes. It was too expensive, and there's not many about. Well, I slid this record out the piece of card. It wasn't a green and white Ashford Eddie Parker.
Oh.
No, it was, if you ever walk out of my life, Dina Barnes.
Fantastic.
And that's what we'll play.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Tina Barnes, If You Ever Walk Out of My Life. That's the second choice of our guest in the studio, Reg Stickings. And Reg, we just had an email from Pete Roberts, who runs the Twisting Wheel Club up in Manchester. He says, please tell Reg that I take my hat off to him for being so honest about his dyslexia. As a dyslexic myself, I know all the problems he must have had with the writing of the book.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Do you know, have you met Pete?
No, I haven't, but in this soul world, it seems like there's quite a few of your cup of tea, aren't they?
You know what I mean?
You can relate to these people.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you, Peter.
Yeah, well, you have to make a trip up to the wheel.
I'll have to go and see him now.
It's a great day, or a great afternoon or night, whether you go Sunday or Friday. So, Reg, we were just talking about, you know, the memories, and you've got a fantastic memory for detail, and some of the things in your book are,
There might be a couple of infringements in it, but obviously I couldn't write diaries, and it is all wrote through memory.
Mm-hmm.
And since writing it, some specialists, they come to see me, and they said, well, it seems like people who can read and write things down and store them in books. But people who can't read and write have to store information in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing all my woodwork exams and all that, they used to say, well, we've got a guy here, he's good at what he does, but don't humiliate him and ask him to write it down. He'll tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
You must put your hand up and say, hang on a minute, I'm struggling here. Any kid out there, you know, put your hand up, tell them, no, I'm struggling, is there another way around it? Because that's what I had to do.
You've talking about, you've been going into schools, haven't you, talking to kids. That must be a fantastic buzz.
And you get young kids coming up into you in the street and, you know, give me five. And I say, all right, and they say, you don't know me, I've read your book. Wow. And you think, well, that's a young... Oh, glad you're not our dad. You've been there, seen it, and you survived it. I said, well, I'll have a word with your dad, because...
You'd be surprised sometimes,
you'd be surprised.
You?
Yeah. We were all teenagers once.
Absolutely,
Obviously, you think we're all a load of fossils, but you can find out some great information off your parents.
You can, can't you? We sometimes forget we were teenagers once as well, don't we?
Exactly. When we're bringing them up.
Yeah.
And then on the other thing, I had a woman, an old granny, with a wicker trolley basket. She said, I've read your book.
Really? Wow. It's across the board, isn't it?
I said, but you're an old granny. She said, I might be an old granny, Reg, and I know nothing about soul music, but I certainly know a little bit about life. I said, I dare say you do, sweetheart.
Great.
And her favourite bit was the big stores running the club card.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She said, I know it off by heart, and rattled it off by heart. So it's just amazing, really. I really had no idea, you know, that it would go like it has. Yeah. I only wrote it for me, mate.
Well, it's really been a great success, and it's got you on the TV and on the radio, and I think some of your TV and radio shows are available on the internet, aren't you? You've got a website?
I have got a website. Can I give you the website?
Yeah, please do.
It's www.searchingforsoul, all one word in lowercase, they call it, .info.
Searchingforsoul.info.
Yeah, and then you should be able to see the TV documentary. I've put a couple of videos on there as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm into all kinds of soul music. Mm-hmm. I go to Jazz Funk weekends. I go to Caister. I go to Hun Stanton. And obviously I go to the King's Hall in Stoke, and I run my own soul club, Sounds of Soul, in Hemel Hempstead.
Uh-huh. How often is that on, Reg?
We have about four a year.
All right, yeah.
We don't overcook it, you know, four a year, and, well, last week it was, and they come from miles away.
Well, you'll have to let us know next time it's on.
One lady, she came from John O'Groats to Hemel Hempstead. It was 767 miles, and we had to pick her up from Luton Airport to come for 5 hours on a Saturday night at Emel Football Club.
Well, I suppose there's not a lot going on in John O'Groats, is there, Soul Night?
I wrote it on my website, on my Facebook thing, that wow, you know. And she loved it, and she wants to come to the next one.
Ah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Well, do let us know when the next one's on, give us the details.
Most of the details are on my website.
Oh, right.
For our little soul club.
Okay. Well, if anybody didn't get that website, give us a bell or text us or whatever, and I'll read it out again.
All right. Thank you very much.
So, you got any future projects, Reg? Or you gonna?
I don't think I'd ever write another book.
No.
I think I said it all the first time around. I've been overwhelmed by it, really. I've had about 35 reviews on Amazon.
Blimey.
33 of them are 5-star reviews, and two of them, they hate it with vengeance.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know why, but everyone's got a right to their own opinion.
You can't please everyone, can you? You never please everybody.
But I'm really surprised that the jazz funk scene absolutely love it.
Really?
And they all want to know about it. They all want to come to the King's Hall.
Uh-huh.
And they want to branch out a bit. It's a shame it don't work vice versa. I've asked my best mate, yo, come and have a look. Nah, not for me.
No.
But, yeah, I mean, you get all these, they have little tribes at the case the soldiers, the Funketeers and the Moozle crew. And they're mad on it. You know, they think that, because years ago there was a little bit of barricade between Chris Hill down at the gold mine and Russell and Stanley at Wigan.
Oh, yeah.
And they were having this little thing. But the jazz funk, he said, we ran old Chris Hill's pulled the wool over our eyes. This music's brilliant.
Oh, great.
So, there's people venturing out on both sides of, but not so much the northern wanting to see the other. I reached the pinnacle, as I said, in the jazz clubs. I'd done me Wigan bit, I'd done me early soul bit, me reggae. And then I went down to the gold mine and done the jive in with all them. And then, but when I got to the jazz clubs, to see them play the music.
Oh, yeah.
Was, and they were playing records that we already knew the lyrics to. But they played them. They were so good, they made their instruments sound as if they were saying the lyrics. It was that good. Time after time, Miles Davis.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
lovely,
music. And, of course, then you get the vocal one, Mr. Bojangles, Nina Simone. I think that's a lovely record.
Good stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks later, I'm out there on the floor dancing Northern. It really is brilliant. I don't have to leave the scene. Sometimes nowadays, I just change rooms.
Yeah, that's right. You can do both, can't you?
Whereas I left the casino on the 3rd anniversary, which was right at its pinnacle
in my eyes. Yeah.
To go and see what was down, you know, what they was playing elsewhere. Yeah, go to Stoke now and then just nip over in the modern room. I'll see you later, Yoke. I'll be about an hour. Yeah, all right, Reg, I'll see you in 3.
Oh, Reg, it's been great talking to you.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
I'm hoping I'll see you a bit later up at the George.
We'll get out on that floor.
The George in Burson. We'll be giving some details out about that in a little while. Are you going to take some copies of your book up there if anybody wants to buy it?
Yeah, I've got a couple here. I've got a couple of copies. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's finish with a record.
Yeah, I think we're finished with one of my favourite stompers. It's Keep On Running Away by Bits and Pieces. I looked over the balcony at Wigan and when this was playing. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Record, yeah, and still sounds as good today and as fresh today as it did 30 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know if it gets played out much, but I play it when I'm out.
Well, we're going to hear it now.
All right, thank
you.
Here
we go.
I'm living the world.
Bits and Pieces Bits and Pieces doing Keep On Running Away, and that's the third choice of our guest in the studio tonight, Reg Stickings, who's going to be leaving us shortly and making his way up to the George in Verslin for a bit of a night out. We had an email in, Reg, just before you go. An email says, Elaine in John O'Groat says, Pete in Dorset is asking what you want for dinner tomorrow. That's from Elaine listening via the internet. That's fantastic, the power of the internet.
Yeah, well, I've got to go to Southampton all day on Sunday.
Oh, have you?
So, like I say, you don't make no money out of writing books.
You don't, do you? You spend it all on petrol, don't you?
But it's been a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.